Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne. I am hungry, and that's why we're going to talk to Matthew Bradley of Connecticut Events, also one of the big heads over the Connecticut Food Truck Festivals. There's things going on all over the state, and we're going to get into that this morning. Matthew, what do we got coming up this year?
Just seems that every year it gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, and people, you know, it's truly like a thing now, like the fair season in the fall. You know, people are now saying, oh, it's food truck season, you know, spring and early summer. So we're excited about that, and, you know, we're excited to provide a lot of free admission events that, you know, cater to anybody and everybody who wants to come. So
I think that's, like you just pointed, there's 99.9% of these events are free. Yeah, you got to buy the food, but you got to eat. You got to eat anyway. So, but you're not charging, you know, parking and admission and tickets and all these crazy other things to get in. It's just to go, and they're family oriented. Like, it's somewhere to bring the kids. It's bring the whole family. Some of them have dogs allowed because they're in parks. You guys have expanded, and we got on that a little bit last year of like the expansion. You guys are doing events now in places you didn't think you'd be doing events in the past, and now you're doing events there.
It's so true. I mean, we're excited about new venues this year, the Wolcott Fairgrounds, the Berlin Fairgrounds. We've added a couple more malls to accommodate, you know, the growth of these events for parking and whatnot. So it's just very exciting to see. And I guess my favorite part about it is just seeing the small businesses here in Connecticut grow with the event. That's the thing for me that really makes me the most happy. So,
and that's the thing. I mean, a lot of, you know, as you can attest to, a lot of these, you know, families, these run trucks or husband, wife, some of the kids get involved, but a lot of these companies are more than one truck, shall we say. So like, this is their time to shine. You know, it's time to put the griddle on and get going, because a lot of you guys have more than one truck.
Yeah, that's the awesome thing. You know, sitting back, you know, a decade ago, you know, because there's a bunch of us that are still there, you know, we all started under tents, and now to see the guys with one, you know, two, three, four, five food trailers or food trucks, it's just, it's, again, just great to see that expansion and growth.
Now, coming up, it's the last weekend of April. I guess, is that like the kickoff, the Connecticut Water Glow Festival? Like, is this your kickoff event, shall we say?
For us, yeah, there's going to be 12 food trucks there, but we basically picked the largest ones here in the state of Connecticut to join us, along with about 75 local small businesses, crafters and merchants and such that will be at the event. But it's a very unique event where every guest who attends would receive what we call a wishing sphere, which is you customize this globe. Which also changes colors. You'll customize it with your dreams, your wishes, and then you release it onto our wishing pond at the Wolcott Fairgrounds in the evening. And it's just an incredible reflection of light and such while you're enjoying some food at the food trucks and doing some shopping. It's such a unique event that everyone should check out. You can get more information on that event at ctwaterglowfestival.com.
And if you want, and any of the other events we're going to talk about today, you know, one of the best places to follow, if you don't follow them, bookmark it, like it, love it, and live it. The Connecticut Food Truck Festivals on Facebook. Join that group. It'll give you something to do for the next few months of the year.
No, it really is. You know, the Connecticut Food Truck Festival's page, you know, we have, gosh, closing in on 50,000 followers, which is awesome. But then the other one on Facebook that we're a part of is Things to Do in Connecticut. There's actually two pages, one with over 100,000 followers, and then another one with around 60,000 followers. And those are constantly updated daily with not only our events, but, you know, events and things that are going on around the state. And, you know, I encourage everybody to check out those sites, Things to Do in Connecticut.
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, that's the purpose of the show, is let people know there is so many things going on in Connecticut. And we touched on, you know, one of I'll call it a signature event to start the season, the Water Glow Festival up at the Wolcott Fairgrounds, April 26th and 27th. And we're gonna lead up to another one. We're kind of jump around, but one that's been a big staple, the Bacon Festival.
Connecticut Bacon Festival. We're excited for it to be back down in Boswell this year, right off Route 2, going down towards the casinos. It's 2 days of a lot of different bacon and more bacon and even more bacon. And it's not just the food that's bacon, but there's a lot of crafters that are doing very original bacon ideas and concepts, whether it be on tumblers or mugs. So it's just a cool little concept. It's a free admission event, Maple Farms Park there in Basra. That one's June 15th and 16th from 10 to 7 and 10 to 6.
And that's the thing. I mean, people try to ask me these questions like, you know, well, is it one food truck thing? It's just the same food trucks at a different thing. Yes and no. Because me and my wife and the kids have done a bunch of these, and it might be the same truck, but everyone's bringing something different and themed to that event. Like, I know the Bacon Festival. Last year we did the Barbecue Festival over in Middlefield. Everyone's there, but everyone's got a little bit something different. Like, in the off season, what is going through the brain process of you and some of the other owners of these trucks and tents?
It's such a great question, you know, because I think a lot of people just think, well, when the season's over, the food trucks stop. And, you know, that's the funniest thing. It's so far from the truth. We actually joke, like, the hard part about the job is the off season, trying to think of new ideas and concepts to bring to the public that we are hoping that they would like and enjoy. So, you know, there's a lot of experimental things going on in the kitchens and such. And, you know, every year it seems that every truck brings out at least one new concept that, you know, for the public to enjoy. So although, you know, yes, at some of these events you will see the same trucks, or, for example, like the Bacon Festival, every truck that goes to the Bacon Festival that normally doesn't even have bacon, they'll introduce bacon into that event. And they've been working all winter, you know, fine tuning those concepts and those food ideas.
And that's what I find that I enjoy cooking. I enjoy the experimenting and coming up with different ideas. So I think it is true, like you said, the busy season for you guys is the work season, but the hard part is the off season, trying to keep it fresh, trying to keep it new, trying to keep people coming back. And the ultimate experience that I think you guys are bringing this season, besides all the other festivals, and we were talking a little bit before we got going, the ultimate pickle experience. Like, how did that get, like, who was drinking what around a campfire? And it's like, hear me out, guys, hear me out. We need to do a festival on pickles.
You know, my partner, actually, Jill, for years was like, we have to do a pickle festival. So this past off season, I finally caved and I said, oh, fine, we'll do a pickle festival. And man, has it turned into a big deal. You know, as I mentioned earlier with you before we got on, people flying in from all over the country. The event's taking place at the Berlin Fairgrounds, July 13th and 14th. We're going to have over 300 different types of pickle options for people to choose from. That doesn't include, you know, the vendors and crafters that will be designing different pickle things. It gets pretty intense with pickle eating competitions and pickle juice competitions. And we have competitions for, you know, the public to get involved with, where they'll submit their own canned pickles and such, which a lot of people are excited about. Bands all weekend long. It's just, and the best part is there is an admission cost. However, you get unlimited pickle samples no matter what package you decide to purchase. So you'll get to eat free pickles, you know, all day at the event and try a bunch of different ones. So.
That's awesome. I mean, we're going to totally throw the whole pun in there, but I mean, this event's kind of a big deal for you guys.
It's a big deal. And, we're excited. I think, I don't know who's more excited, whether it's us or the folks that are attending, but, you can get more information on that event at ctpicklefestival.com. And right now we're actually running a promo, where if you use code SAVE50, you could save 50% off tickets, which is an awesome deal for everyone.
Yeah, and like I say, I mean, you think of it as like, you know, the heading to the brewery experience, you can get a flight of pickles and just pay the one admission. I'm digging that. Like,
you know, it's so cool, too, because we have pickle vendors actually coming from all around, as far north as Vermont, as far south as Delaware, all the way out in western Pennsylvania. So there's a ton of different pickle vendors that are going to be. So you'll get to be, if you're a pickle lover, this literally, it's the biggest pickle festival. It's going to be the biggest pickle festival in the Northeast, especially in New England. So we encourage everyone to at least check out the website. And if you know anybody who likes pickles, you got to try it out.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of buzz around the radio station of all of us getting there, doing something at the Pickle Festival. Again, joining me this morning is Matthew Bradley, Connecticut Events. So, Matthew, you know, there's a lot going on. The season's just getting underway. Give me all the websites. You know, where can people head to get some more information on all these events we've been talking about?
Yeah, so you can check out actually ctspecialtyevents.com. We'll have a list of all of our events that are going on. Again, the best site, though, honestly, to go and get a ton of information is our Facebook page, Connecticut Food Truck Festivals. All the events are listed. The majority of events are listed on there. They got a ton of information from you guys, for everyone to learn more about the events. So,
well, Matthew, I appreciate it. I'm going to go get my stretchy pants and just prepare for the season.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate you giving us the opportunity today to tell everyone about what's going on in Connecticut.
Oh, not a problem. I mean, food trucks and the festivals and the whole food scene in the state has gone bananas, and I'm loving it. It's things like this, whether it's, you know, the Water Glow Festival up in Woolkit, the Pickle Festival, the other food truck festivals, they're all over the place. The Bacon Festival, there'll be things popping up throughout the year. Make sure you follow all the Facebook pages and websites. Matthew, thank you for joining me and highlighting all of these things across right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.